Good afternoon, everybody. This is Blake Ruby from San Antonio. It is the 17th of February. I'm sitting here in my patio watching the sun go down. It's a pleasant day. It has been. About 70-some degrees. I'm looking at my peach tree in our backyard. It's got flowers all over it. How about that? 17th of February, and still basically in the middle of winter, right? And our peach tree has flowers. It already has bloomed. Beautiful flowers. How are you all doing out there in internet radio land? I'm good. Thank you. I'm glad to hear you're doing well. So for you people out there in China who speak a little English, welcome to my show, God is on the Sun. For you people in Turkey listening to internet radio, PBS radio, everyone listens to PBS radio because you can hear. I mean, it's not TV, you know what I'm saying? Ideally, us people who have radio shows would like to have their own TV show, to be honest with you. You know? We would do it. We could do it. But the next best thing is radio. So, anyone out there in England listening to my show? You know, I was born in Canada, but my parents were English. But I never learned to speak like they did because I was born in Canada. Welcome to the show out there in England and Ireland and Scotland, maybe, or perhaps someone in Iceland or Greenland. How about Newfoundland, Canada? Manitoba, British Columbia, Hawaii. Anybody in Japan listening? Australia. How about, yeah, anybody in the outback in Australia listening? Hi, mate. Put a shrimp on the barbie, eh? Welcome to my show, mate. And how about India? My father was born in Bombay. How about that? He was with the British Army at the time. So, the theme of my show today, my friends out there, internet radio land, concerned with their spirituality, developing themselves spiritually and evolving by getting knowledge from this radio station. And truly, BBS Radio is the place you can go to if you want to develop yourself spiritually. And I've told you this before, there is nothing more important in this lifetime, your lifetime, than to develop yourself spiritually. Now, you might think that having a good job, having a beautiful house, a family, don't get me wrong, I believe in family, having a beautiful car, going on vacations, and I enjoy all of this too, but I'm always developing myself spiritually. And you should, and I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about spirituality because you have a spirit in you and you need to develop that spirit. And religion, well, it's fine. It's a stepping stone to where you need to get. But let me appeal to your logic. I know some people don't listen to logic, but if you're listening to my show right now, then you're a believer. You know that religion, and it has its good points, like I said, but still, it is a money-making business. Can't deny that. And so your best interests are not that important to them. I don't want to knock you down. On my radio show, I like to only talk positive things, accentuate the positive. The negative. I don't try to talk about, but I just want to get something straight. And I'm talking about myself mainly, because I got to where I am today by being a Christian, and I still consider myself a Christian. I go to a gospel service. I sing with the choir, and we have beautiful, beautiful songs of praise. And most of what we sing about is the truth, I believe, you know, where we're going, the afterlife. After this life, there'll be another life. After this life, there will be another life. You will continue to exist in a different form. That's why you have to understand, and I know everyone, most people, not everyone, most people believe in the existence of the spirit. When we dream at night, we see with our spirit eyes. Yeah? Can you dig it? I've learned most of what I know from other people, and I just share what I have learned. Now, I had to connect the dots sometimes, you know, kind of put one piece of a jigsaw puzzle in the puzzle one after the other, you know, connecting my reality system. And we all have to do that. But then again, you know, to tell you the truth, not all of us have existed that long. Some of us are young souls. Some are older souls. Some are more advanced souls. I'm not saying that anybody is any better than other people. We are all created equally. Like it says in the Declaration of Independence, we find these truths to be self-evident that all men, and it should be women too, right? Men and women. They didn't think much about women. Women have been a minority for a long time, which is wrong, but that's the process of evolution, my friends. It's a slow process. Throughout centuries, we have seen the discrimination that is so obvious. But anyway, the Declaration of Independence said we find these truths to be self-evident that all men and women, hey, are created equal and endowed by the Creator with unalienable rights. And among those are pursuit of happiness and so on. And we the people, we are the people, right? In the United States, our forefathers envisioned a country that would be blessed by the Creator, and indeed it has been. Thank you, God, for all of our blessings. We have come a long way, and there's still a long way to go. Discrimination, whether sexual or racial, has been very vivid in our past. But day after day, as we go into the future, we're getting smarter as a people, as a country, as a world. Our technology is amazing. I can talk with my stepdaughter in Japan. I can see her. And we take that for granted, don't we? But it is an amazing thing. It truly is. So we ought to thank God, our Creator, the Creator of our souls and spirits. And I've told you before on previous radio shows, and I know there might be some new people out there listening today, but I think I have some fans, and I promise one of these days I'm going to open up the telephone calls so I can hear from you. We have a mother God and a father God. A mother God, yes. We're not going to be motherless children. Don't worry. When we get to heaven, when we get to the spirit lands, we're going to have a mother, you know, the creator of our souls and spirits. Because I'm not trying to say anything negative about Christianity, but they only talk about a father God. There is a mother God too. And I'll tell you why, and I've said it before, and I don't mind saying it again 100 times, 1,000 times. If we are the children of a creator, the creator, a creator, you can't have children without a mother and father. You can't have just a father and no mother. You can't have just a mother and no father. That is logical. Now, if you want to exist in the realm of illogic, go ahead. You're probably a young soul. But then I stray, my friends. I don't want to say anything negative. Also, for all you men out there who love to have a woman by their side on this earth, who need a woman, who need their loving physically and otherwise, if Father God is a man, which he is, obviously, then why wouldn't he also want to have a woman by his side? Who says that he can't have a woman by his side? Logical? Yeah? Okay, moving on. So, our souls were created by our mother and father God, our souls and spirits. And they came into existence at some time, if you want to call it the past. But really, my friends, there is no yesterday. There is no tomorrow. There is only the eternal present moment of now and our planet rotating on its axis, revolving around the sun. Can you feel the truth in that matter? Time is something that we created. The clock, the seconds, the minutes. But really, when you think about it, go back to when this earth was in its moment of rotation, when the sun was at the same height in the sky, when the last time, or put it this way, when the sun rose and sunset. I'm not going to say yes. Try not to say yesterday. But of all people, imagine this, who said there is no yesterday and there is no tomorrow. Of all people, that wisdom I learned from none other than Janis Joplin, a hard-rocking woman she was, who unfortunately met her demise thanks to overconsumption of alcohol all those years ago. Yeah, all those revolutions around the sun ago. And that's what a year is, my friend. Nothing more than a revolution of this planet around the sun. So if you want to believe in man-made concepts or God-created concepts, that's up to you. So, young souls were created in the scheme of things. Maybe, I can't say, I couldn't put a year to it, but take the universe, for example. When the universe was first created, when the first solar system was created, with the great central sun, and then one solar system after the other, and one galaxy, you know, after so many solar systems were formed, and that formed a galaxy, and then a new galaxy began forming with one solar system after the other. And billions of light years down the road, the Milky Way galaxy was formed. Same process, right? First solar system, the next one, and so on. And now we're in the outward spiral arm of the Milky Way galaxy. So some souls were created billions of years ago. Imagine that. So, through a process known as reincarnation, yes, it's true. Just because you don't believe it doesn't make it not true. Yeah, I think that's applicable to many things. Just because you believe in something doesn't mean that it's true or not. And we're all entitled to our opinions, but what really matters is the truth. Agreed? Shakira, a little less barking, please. All right. Come on. I'm trying to do my radio show now. Come on. Thank you. We've got two dogs out in the backyard. Beautiful dogs. Shakira and Shaka. Shakira is a smooth fox terrier. Shaka is a black lamb. But more than that, you know, you can call dogs whatever they are, but you have to agree that they're amazing animals, right? Lycans, they have hearts that beat independently of their wills. They can see even in the dark. Isn't that amazing? The creator, the original creator, the supreme creator of the universe. Awesome. For all the creations that he, she created. Indeed, the creator of the universe is both male and female. It's another case for the Mother God. Another thing to talk about in the case of the Mother God theory is that the supreme creator who created the Big Bang is both male and female. Awesome. I can't really describe what the supreme creator, who is the creator of everything, what he, she looks like. I would think that it is a power and energy field that is incredible in size, that can do anything. Just like magic. I mean, if you can think of magic for a few seconds, being able to do anything, anywhere, unlimited power, incredible, just totally, totally awesome. Some spirit that created something out of nothing, matter out of nothing. And so we have this world, but it's just one of many, right? It is awesome. I mean, think of this wonderful world that we live on. And Louis Armstrong had it right. He said, I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Think of all the life here. Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of different types of bodies, whether they're small or large, with eyes, reproductive systems, metabolisms. But an ant, for example, humanity, our civilization in all its technological glory, cannot even create a little ant. All hail to the Creator, who is all-powerful and all-knowing, the knowledge that it takes to create an ant. Can you appreciate that? I mean, you might know how to create a cell phone or a television or even build a car, but can you create an ant? How about an apple seed that would grow an apple tree, that would sprout apples and keep on going? So I wanted to dedicate this, as I mentioned, this show to living in the past. Are we living in the past? A lot of us do. You know, we think about our lives in the past, growing up as children. Again, I believe we're in the eternal present moment of now, always. But just think back to those days when you were smaller, living with your parents. Shakira, hi. Come on. Too much barky barky. You're going to have to go inside. Thank you. And so, when are we really responsible for our actions, my friends? The things that we've done in the past. Are we really responsible for some of the things that we've done that we're not proud of, suffice it to say? Things that we regret having done, the remorse we feel. Now, part of all of this is, of course, taking into consideration whether or not you're going to keep making mistakes. But let's say you did something when you were young, 16 years old, 17, and you think about it a lot. Even now, 50 years later, hey, come here. All right, come on. Thank you. And so, when are we really responsible for our actions? Now, you might say when a person becomes an adult. 18 or 21. Well, that's debatable. But the thing is, we're not really responsible for our actions, in my opinion, until our parents, we lose our parents. Because we're always under their influence, not to mention the influence of anything like alcoholism or any other addiction. All right, I'm on. So that's my theory, that we're not really responsible for our actions because our parents, I'm not trying to say anything bad about our parents, because we owe them everything we owe them a lot for shaping and molding us, right? From the day we're born, our mothers especially. Mothers help to raise children, I'd say about 90% to 10% compared to the fathers, right? They nurture us, they treat us when we're sick, they love us, they give us their wisdom, their judgment, their leadership. And women are natural leaders. That's why we need our women present. Then we grow up, we move away from home. But we think about, some of us feel guilty about some of the things that we've done in our past. I do, without going into the details. But I know that there's also something that's passed on from generation to generation. It's in ourselves, my friend. It's in ourselves. And it's up to us to break that generational curse. Whether it's alcoholism, smoking, drugs, gambling, anything that you regret having done once you've done it. But have we been living in the past? Even as I've talked right now about everything that I mentioned, everything that I've said, it's been in the past. Have you gone away? Have we gone away from the moment? What's really important is eternal present, the moment right now. So let me take you away from, let's forget about me. Let's talk about you. What about you? Do you ever think about something in your past that you regret having done? Wait a second. Hold on. Are you living in the eternal present moment, the eternal present moment of now, or are you thinking about the past? Are you living in the past? Are we living in the past, my friend? That's what I'm talking about. I suggest to you that we are, and we, by now, depending on how old you are, should know the difference between right and wrong. Naturally, we don't want to repeat our mistakes, the mistakes that we made, but do we really need to feel guilty? Just like in that song by Queen, I've paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence, yet committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. Blah, 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 blah. I forget the rest of it. And I've come through, right? All right, but committed no crime. Isn't that awesome? So out there in radio land, internet radio land, how have you been? You know me, I changed the subject. Thank you for listening to my show. There's so many other beautiful shows on BBS Radio that talk about spirituality, love, UFOs. Actually, I don't know about UFOs. There have been some before in the past. I just looked at the titles of all of them recently. About the Bible, and don't get me wrong, I believe in the Bible. What a well of wisdom. Divine intervention in our past. There is no better account of divine intervention in our past. That is a great way of getting into a better relationship with the creator of your soul and spirit, my friend. And so on this President's Day weekend, I'm here enjoying myself talking to you. Tomorrow, I've got a mission. I've got to go down and get a new car for my wife. The one that she has right now is a 2011 Highlander. I'd like to just put in a good word for Toyota. they're not sponsoring my show, but I'll say this. Toyotas are awesome. We've had good things with Toyotas. We've had, let me rephrase that. We've had good fortune with Toyotas. They're well-made, good quality. I think this car that I've had, which is in the body shop right now because someone stole it recently. I talked about that in my last radio show, so I won't spend any more time talking about it. But suffice it to say, it is being repaired. And I guess it is what it is. You know, some things are meant to be. And I wish to catch the thief, yeah. So someone else doesn't have the same thing happen to them. It's going to cost $5,000 to $6,000 to repair it, but the insurance, thank God, the insurance is going to pay for it. And then my insurance rates might go up, but that's another subject. Eating the soup. Good. Well, so living in the past, are you living in the past? I ask you, my friends out there in internet radio land, don't live in the past. Live in the moment of now. Know what's right and what is wrong. Don't repeat mistakes. But know that our planet rotating on its axis and revolving around the sun is the only time you need to be concerned about. Don't worry about time, a man-made construction, right? I mean, you have to observe it. You have to be certain places at certain times. We've got our jobs. We have to be there by a certain time. We get off at a certain time. But I'm just trying to liberate us, not just me, not just you, but us, from the past. Like that song by Jethro Tull, Living in the Past. We are not living in the past. We're living in the moment of now. There's only now. There's not tomorrow. There's now, 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 now. There's not yesterday. There's just now. Yesterday there was now. Tomorrow there'll be now. It'll always be now. 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 You get it? I get it. Isn't that good news? So continue developing yourself spiritually. And BBS Radio, wow, I was naming some of the shows that they have, but they have, and they have songs about metaphysics, angels, healing, the Bible, as I mentioned, and many, many other shows. Good stuff. Beautiful people. Beautiful, beautiful people out there giving these shows for Internet Radio Land. So, you people out there in Vietnam, how are you? Out there in Russia, hi, how are you? Thanks for listening to my show. You speak a little English. You can learn English by listening to BBS Radio, Internet Radio. I think soon there might be some other Internet Radio stations popping up because that's the future. Being able to talk, it's like public speaking too. And if you ever want to have a television show one day, this is a good stepping stone for getting there, yeah? Mothers, you are awesome. You know, my mother passed away back in 1999, and she was an amazing woman. I loved her very much, and she loved me very much. I am what I am today and where I am today because of her. She got me on the road of spirituality a long time ago. And truly, I feel that I am a born-again Christian because I had a revelation, an epiphany, if you will, I watched this movie, King of Kings, and I was ripe, if you will, for the time to be born again, because I'd just given up drinking alcohol. I broke that generational curse, and I gave up smoking cigarettes. I broke that generational curse. And you can do it too if you're addicted but to something, anything. You can forge your own path. You can make your own path. You can be who God, the Creator, Mother God, Father God, the Supreme Creator of the universe, who they want you to be, to live out their plan for your life. And because, yes, you do have a plan. You have a mission in this life. You were given a mission by your Mother and Father God. For the females who have female spirits, at one time, I guarantee you, before you came into this life, you existed. You existed in the pre-existence, in the spirit land. Call it heaven if you want, but the land of the spirit, where the spirit exists. And you were given a mission face-to-face with the Creator of your soul and spirit. Now, whether it's just the Mother God or Mother and Father God or just the Father God, usually male spirits who appear in this, I've been able to piece together from what I've learned. We were in like an auditorium as spirits at one time before we came to Earth. And the Father God or the Mother God spoke to you and told you what your mission for this life is. And so the goal, my friends, is to finish this life having completed your mission. You just need to find out what your mission is. You have gifts that you can use, that Mother God or Father God has given you. I've never seen a person that doesn't have a gift, an amazing gift. I was in a speech contest today. At Audie Murphy Hospital here in San Antonio. And I didn't win first place. I got third place. I gave my speech on my radio show 2 weeks ago. And there were some amazing contestants. They just did a beautiful, beautiful job. So very, very well done. One woman gave a tall tale about dragons and unicorns, and it was just perfect. She didn't make one mistake in speaking at all. And she was jumping around and smiling and just beautiful. I mean, she was auditioning for a major actress role in a major Hollywood film. She would have gotten it. Beautiful, beautiful people, and you are too. Out there. And now it is the evening of the day. It is the evening of the day. I sit and watch the children play. Smiling faces I can see, but not for me. I sit and watch as tears go by. So, my friends, if you haven't guessed already, if I lose my train of thought, I'll just think of something else, you know. I've got 1 hour of my radio show to talk about whatever. And I do kind of lose my train of thought, but it's not important that I stay on one subject all the time, right? There goes a bird flying away, disappearing into the distance. Maybe going home to sleep in his tree for the night, you know? So I was talking about mothers. As I said in my speech today, too, mothers are so awesome. They treat us when we're sick. They give us their wisdom, their judgment. So I said this. They're natural leaders. Natural leaders. And how quickly do we forget about everything our mothers did? They shaped and molded us. We have to realize, too, that we are separate, independent spirits. We were entrusted in their care, but we're really on a soul journey throughout the universe, right? Sometimes we know these people from before we existed in the spirit worlds, the spirit lands. And maybe there are friends in the spirit lands, and they came to Earth to be our mother or our father or be a child. So people out there in internet radio land, we need to raise women up. And I talked about this in my speech today. Even though it's a tall tale, I had a message. And the message I give to you is, women are co-creator gods. Think for just 3 seconds, men out there, if you can. What a miracle it is to have a human being grow inside your body. It's hard to imagine, isn't it? Indeed it is. A miraculous process happens from the moment of conception. Incredible matter moving in accordance with this master plan in perfect synchronicity, so that a baby forms perfectly with no, and sometimes there are defects, but think how a baby forms in utero during fetal development. It's miraculous how it starts growing. The brain, the heart starts beating after 22 days. The bones develop, the flesh, the blood, the eye. And then the baby comes to life and starts moving. 9 months, we were all in fetal development, in utero, in embryo. For 9 months, my friends, you and I, not breathing air. Isn't that amazing? How often do we talk about that? Not often, right? So we need to treat women for the co-creator gods they are. Treat them like goddesses, the goddesses they are. Because not only that, make this world a better place, my friends. We need more maternal leadership. More maternal leadership. Let's include women in everything. When they wrote the Declaration of Independence, they didn't say all men and women are created equal. They said just men. They said we the people. But did they really include, were they intending to include women in that? I wonder. And so we can have less war and more peace with more maternal leadership. Does anybody out there, by a show of hands, not think that we've had enough wars in our past? How many wars do you think there have been? I mean, I'm just talking about the United States, not all around the world. Can you count them? 100? 200? 300? So, as a species, human beings are very warlike, are they not? And one of the reasons I submit to you, my friends with logical minds, is that there hasn't been enough maternal leadership in our world. Now we're in 2019, and we're just beginning to give women the recognition they deserve, the respect they deserve. Isn't that amazing? I mean, I understand that evolution is a slow process, so I don't want to think anything negative. I don't want to think anything negative. You know, like, hey, what's wrong with us? But I understand. And so now we see we almost had a woman president this last go-around, Hillary Clinton. It would have been awesome to have a woman president, you know. Trump, and I don't like Mr. Trump. I do like him. I believe in him. How old is he? 70? He's doing very well for himself. Don't you think? Now, please, do me a favor. Only if you can't say anything nice about somebody, didn't your mother ever told you that? Tell you that? Don't say anything at all. Or at least if you're going to criticize somebody, say at least one thing good, please. Can you do that? Is it going to hurt you that much to say at least one thing nice about somebody? Okay, you got it? So let me shift the subject here to the border wall. You know, you're going to find this interesting, that I support a border wall. I'll tell you why. Because illegal immigration is illegal, for one thing. Now, I'm not saying that we can't have people come from everywhere and be U.S. citizens and work in our country because they want to live the dream like we're living. In fact, you know, we have such a diverse civilization here in the United States, diverse people. The Chinese came here and helped build the railroad. The African-American people came from all over the world, Africa, Australia. From over in Europe, people came, you know, the Italians and the Polish people, and English even, right? We're a smorgasbord of different cultures. But we have walls around our houses, don't we? Here, I'm looking outside our house. We have a fence. And who keeps in what belongs to us? It's our sanctuary. I own this house. And if I invite somebody in, that's up to me, you know? We have these care of, and our country, the point is, that our country should be the same, you know? The United States has to, even though we're diverse, we still have to be specific in who can be a part of us, who can belong to us, who can be an American, who can make their way to citizenship and fulfill all those requirements. So my home is my sanctuary. Our country should be a sanctuary, too. Now, we have all these caravans coming from Central America. And I know there's a lot of good people here that would like to live that dream, you know, of the children, women and children. And maybe we should treat them better, but that's just one thing. Then there's the illegals that come from Mexico and elsewhere. And I don't mean to call them illegals. I know they're people just like you and I, but for lack of a better way of describing them. And yes, there are violent people among them, but I understand there's also violent people among the citizens of the United States. Also take into consideration that we're very lenient here in the United States. Other countries around the world wouldn't tolerate that. And we already have a debt of $22 trillion. Don't we have to think about handing out benefits to these people? I mean, we're already looking after them. Some of them, I think, if I'm not mistaken. This is not to mention, of course, about the drugs that comes across the border. And a wall would make a difference. Walls do work. We believe in walls. We believe in walls for our home. We can believe in walls for our country. So, with that being said, what is $5.7 billion in the big scheme of things? Money really isn't what the issue is here. The issue is the competition between the Democrats and the Republicans. Now, I don't know why Mr. Trump didn't build the wall within the first 2 years when he could have, right? I don't know all the details of what happened. Do you know all the details? But I say to you, give the man his wall. What's $5.7 billion when we're $22 trillion in debt? And if it could help make the United States a better place, I say go for it. And the bottom line is, my friends, and I'll finish with this. Ask a Border Patrol agent. Ask more than one. They believe in the wall. They're the ones that really know. I think the majority of them would say to you, yeah, we need a wall. So if you want to ignore what they say, then you're being illogical. Well, I've said my piece. And I didn't mean to offend you if I called you illogical. But isn't that some good rationale to ask a Border Patrol agent? It's like, do you think O.J. Simpson was responsible for the death of his wife? Why don't you maybe sit down with O.J. Simpson and talk with him for 30 minutes, you know? And then maybe, you know, if you think he's guilty, you might change your mind. You can ask him all the questions you want. The same with a Border Patrol agent. Ask them all the questions you want. That's the bottom line, my friends. They'll tell you we need a wall. So if you want to ignore them, you have that right. You have your opinion. But if you pride yourself on your intelligence, if you pride yourself on your intelligence, being illogical does not behoove increasing your intellectual. Never mind that. Anyway, how am I doing on time? Let me see. 6:50. Oh, 1 hour and almost an hour. It's flown by, my friends. I'm eating away my soup here. Oh, by the way, when you look up into the sky tonight, wherever you are, and you see the stars out there, beautiful, sparkling, diamond-like stars, interspersed in the velvety blackness of outer space. Wait! Don't think stars. They're not stars. What's wrong with you? Just kidding. They're suns, just like our sun, and their solar system. So please do me a favor. Stop saying the word star. I mean, you could say it sometimes, but believe this. Believe that what you are seeing in the evening sky is not a star, it's a sun. Think sun instead of star. And we call them stars, and then astronomical terms, they're still called stars. But the point is that we need to look at them for what they really are and not some fantasy. Fantasy versus reality, my friends. Turn on the TV. All you see is fantasy, fantasy, fantasy. Get out on the highway, on the real road of life, and all of a sudden, that's reality. So we have this competition going on between reality and fantasy. And I'll talk about that on another show coming up in the future. And so I'd like to just give a shout out there to all the extraterrestrials who might be listening to my show on board their spaceships, hovering maybe behind the moon or wherever, a few thousand miles out into orbit. I know you're out there. The supreme creator of the universe has created you because you are a sentient being. The supreme creator of the universe is all-powerful and all-knowing, can create any kind of life anywhere. Anywhere. Are you listening? Anywhere in the universe. Any kind of life. Any kind of life. I'm talking besides the 1 million types of insects here on Earth, or the 5,000 types of mammals and amphibians, 9,000 types of reptiles, 10,000 types of birds, 30,000 types of fish. I mean, that's just like the tip of the iceberg as to what the creator, the supreme creative universe, can do, my friends. And there are some powers that we as co-creator gods, one day, yes, me and you, we will be co-creator gods. We are co-creator gods. We are gods in the making. Going through this life, graduate into the next existence, in the afterlife, the spirit lands, spend some time there, reincarnate on another world, maybe in another galaxy, elsewhere throughout the universe, and so it goes on and on until you achieve a level of evolution, spiritual development, to where you can have your own solar system, your own sun, your own planets, your own children living on those planets. If you think that sounds kind of wild, well, then you're just a young soul. I'm just kidding. Don't mean to be negative, okay? You know I love you. Whether you're a young soul or an advanced soul, you're still a soul. You're a god. You are a god. Out there in internet radio land, you are gods. So act like a god, please, in the making. If you have a heart and a brain, you're a god. You can die. You're a god in the making. Am I right? Feel it. Feel the truth in that. We are gods. And many thanks to BBS Radio for the opportunity to speak to you out there in internet radio land all over the world. And again, let me go back to my extraterrestrial friends who may be listening, who are out there and haven't decided to make contact yet because, well, we are a violent species. You know, it's a shame. There's a small minority of human beings who are very violent, the dictators, the bullies, the tyrants, who should be isolated somewhere on an island, you know, let them survive on an island like Castaway. Separate them from us. You know, the majority of us are good, hardworking, decent, loving, caring people. Beautiful people. There's only a few bad apples, you know, but still, they are God's children. We have to respect them for that. Supreme Creator is like our grandfather. Our spirit mother and father in heaven, and Mother God, Father God are the creators of our souls and spirits. And heaven is on the sun, 93 million miles away. Remember, you have a spirit in your body, and the spirit can live in the fire, whether it's a nuclear fire, or maybe, God forbid, the fires of hell underneath this earth, in the core of this earth. That's where you go. That's where hell is. If you don't repent, if you're a murderer, a rapist, sexual abuser, physical abuser, that's God's jail. So repent. Develop yourself spiritually. You can do it. Just turn your focus away from this world, even just for a little while. Oh, there goes some sirens on the dogs. They always start barking. So let me say a prayer. Remember, do me a favor. The greatest prayer that you can pray, the greatest prayer that you can pray, please get this. Write this down. I've told you before. Besides praying for people, yes, we need to pray for each other. Pray for yourself. Pray for any need that you have. Any need you have. Oh! Our big dog, he likes to howl. A big dog likes to howl when he hears the sirens go off because the coyotes behind in the backyard, they sometimes sound off when they hear those sirens too. We have a pack of coyotes. It's a 24-acre park behind our backyard. It's amazing. Right now, it's still caught in the limbo between spring and winter, but soon a lot of the trees in the back here will sprout their leaves. But anyway, I was telling you about that prayer. So, to pray, prayer. Remember, and you say this for me, please. Remember what Tiny Tim said in the Christmas Carol at the end. God bless us, everyone. Everyone, all of God's children here on earth. God, please bless us, everyone, every single person. Bless us, God. I am blessed. Here in America, we're blessed. God, please continue to bless America for the great country it is. Please bless our leaders. Bless Mr. Trump, the members of Congress. I love them. I love you all. But really, a simple, easy prayer, besides nothing wrong with longer prayers, you know, individual asking blessings for individuals. But God bless us. May God bless us. And always use may, too. May. Because you're making no demands on the Creator, right? They're like, God, you bless. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, God bless so-and-so. God bless. You need to say may. May is respectful of God. And please, always please, use the magic word please and thank you. Just a little bit of advice there, my friends. So I love you. I'm running out of time here. I don't know how much time, much more time. I've got about another minute or so. So the next show, see, today's the 17th. I won't be able to do the next show. I'm going to have to skip a show because I'm going on a cruise on the 28th. Out of Galveston to the Panama Canal with my wife. And it goes from Galveston all the way down to the Panama Canal. We'll go inside. There's a lake in the middle. We'll turn around. They call it a partial transit. Come back out. We'll go all the way through, in other words, to the Pacific side. And then we'll go up to Limon, Costa Rica, and then Cozumel, Mexico, and back to Galveston. 9 days. And so My show, let's see, Thursday the 28th, Friday the 1st of March, Saturday the 2nd. It would have been the 3rd of March, but instead it will be the 17th of March. So 1 month from today, my friends, is my next show, and I'll tell Doug. So I'm going to miss you. I hope you'll miss me around the world, in internet radio land. Remember to tune in to BBS Radio. Many thanks to God for all that they do. You people out there in China, Chile, South America, Nigeria, Africa, Iran, Iraq, Austria, Germany. Keep listening to Internet Radio Land on BBS Radio. They've got the greatest shows. Take it from me. I'm putting these words out into the atmosphere. And everything I've said is going to be archived. So if you want to listen to my show again, you can. I've got lots of information to give you in the future. Please tune in at a later time. Thank you. Thank you for who you are. And remember, just like Styx said in one of their songs, one of the songs of the past, deep inside, we are all the same human beings. And the extraterrestrials who are out there monitoring us, who may be listening to my radio show, may God bless you, too. May the Supreme Creator bless you. I hope that maybe one day before I die, we can have that contact. That would be wonderful, you know, because it would change things, my friends. It would change things big time. It would be a historic thing. Thank you. It would change. I mean, we could be star travelers just like in Star Trek, and we could cure diseases. Two big reasons to make contact. But we have to start, we have to continue developing ourselves spiritually, and no more war, okay? Do me a favor. No more war, only peace. Yeah. Okay, I've got to go. So I love you. Keep on keeping on, and I'll talk with you next month. Bye-bye.